That's my God, guide me in your truth. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depends on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord. Back in 1989, Stephen Covey published a groundbreaking book on leadership called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. In fact, we even teach these habits to our students here at Immaculate Conception School in a program called Leader in Me. We want them to grow up to be great leaders, effective people. Most of Covey's habits are just principles of common sense, which sadly are not very common these days. The second of these 7 habits is both profound but also practical. It states, "Begin with the end in mind." Begin with the end in mind. That means before you start something, think about the end result first. Before you start your first day of medical school as a dentist, for instance, think about those 3-day weekends that you will enjoy after you become a dentist. Dentists traditionally don't work on Fridays. Before you go into the seminary to become a priest, you look forward to only working 1 day a week on Sundays. We have 6-day weekends. Dentists have nothing on us. When I sit down for supper at a parishioner's home, they often remind me, "Father John, we have cheesecake for dessert." And I make sure to leave lots of room when I eat. The end of the meal changes how I begin the meal. When you go on your first date, ask yourself, "Is this the girl I might want to marry someday?" When we think about the end, we know best how to begin. In the gospel today, Jesus uses this second habit to answer a Pharisee's question. One of the Pharisees, a scholar of the law, that means he's smart, he's a scholar of the law, asks Jesus, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" It was not an innocent question. It was a trap. But Jesus eludes the trap and answers him with Covey's second habit: begin with the end in mind. Jesus says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment." But then Jesus adds, "The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." In other words, the end goal is to love God. That's the greatest commandment. And that's what you should keep in mind as you love your neighbor every day. Just like I keep that cheesecake in mind as I eat my Caesar salad. The Pharisees had forgotten this habit of highly effective people. That's why they were not very effective leaders. They tried to love God while despising the people. And in the end, they loved neither God nor neighbor. When we think about the end, we will know best how to begin. My friends, do you begin with the end in mind? And may I suggest to you that your end needs to be heaven, not just on earth. Some people begin their first day at work dreaming about retiring early. But should early retirement really be the end? Not at all. Heaven should be the end. That's why I tell people who work for the church, the pay is poor, but the retirement plan is out of this world. It's in heaven. The end comes first. That's why parents send their kids to Catholic schools. Not just that they go to Harvard, but so that they go to heaven. The end comes first. That's the job of married couples. The fundamental task of a husband and wife is to make sure your spouse gets to heaven. If he or she is not in heaven yet, your job isn't finished. The end comes first. And that's why we become priests, because we believe these silly sacrifices we make on earth will be richly rewarded in heaven. The end comes first. Can you see how different your whole life becomes when you begin with the end in mind? But you have to remember that your end is heaven. Why? Well, so that the light from heaven can illuminate your path on earth. When we think about the end, we'll know best how to begin. Praised be Jesus Christ.